Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. You tell your embarrassing stories. And it's embarrassing all around, you know? We're here to laugh with you, cry with you, bring some levity to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. How's your week?
How's your week?
I did it first.
Oh, no. I literally have nothing. I have one thing, an update about my kids' school that I can tell you, but like,
okay,
let's hear it. Know, the first time, it's like, for anyone who's just tuning in to this one, I decided to go above and beyond with my kids' school when I'm helping them out. I like changed a fish tank, was sloshed all over the place. I changed a tree. I like took a tree out. I replanted it, and then like it was covered in dirt. The kids were covered in dirt. They had like diaper butt, like muddy diaper butts. It was like so horrifying.
And you're
then,
killing it.
And then, stupidly, when I was working there Friday, I said, the tree is dead. Okay, by the way, the tree that I replanted is dead. It is like ash.
And so they're like, you didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, they're like, she's a fucking like liar. So when what I said was, stupidly, I said, hey, I'll get you a new tree. And
why?
I'll just plant it on Sunday because I have a work day there. I don't know. I have no time to get a tree. I don't know what kind of tree to get. I don't know what kind of tree, because these kids just water it all the time. They just like dump water on it all day long. So no tree is going to live there, but I have to go and replant it. So that's it. I'm just like putting my foot in it all the time, trying to make friends, trying to look cool, trying to be a good mom, trying to, you know, gain the respect of my peers there. And it's just, my advice to everybody is like, don't do that. Don't try.
Don't try anything at all.
just show up and do what you can.
I think you're doing great, and I'm proud of
How
you.
How was your week?
It was good. I'm on Bean Talk. Do you know Bean Talk?
No, what's Bean Talk?
TikTok. You know, everybody says, like, whatever, you know, algorithm you're on is, like, that talk. So I'm on Bean Talk, T-O-K, where I am learning all of the advantages of beans, and I'm going to start doing it because all these people are swearing. Like, I have never been a big bean eater because I'm not trying to give myself gas, but, like— People say that,
I was waiting
like,
for that.
Certain beans, like, I'm not really affected by, like, white beans, and those have more, like, magnesium. And supposedly, it's your system trying to, like, go through it. So the more that you eat them, the less affected that you are. But all of these people are swearing by them. So, like, perimenopause symptoms.
Oh.
They're anti-inflammatory.
Heck,
they're supposed
yes.
to be mood elevating. They're supposed to, like, you know, keep you full, curb your sugar cravings, like all of these incredible things. Like, I am just in this algorithm where people are swearing by beans, and you're supposed to get up to like 2 cups a day.
Of what kind of beans?
Which is
are
a
we talking?
Lot.
What are
you
we
can
talking?
Do any. Like, the best bean for you is black beans. I have a hard time with those and kidney beans. And supposedly, based on your blood type, you're supposed to eat certain ones. So for me, I'm going to stick with, like, you know, white beans and pinto beans at first, because I know those don't really bother me. You're supposed to work your way up to it. You have, like,
girl,
you know, a couple tablespoons until you can get, you know, for a while, and you work your way up until you're at 2 cups a day. But I do like making, like, white bean chicken chili and, like, some other things.
I was
going to
say, you're
going to
be chilling with chili all day.
There's, like,
night.
Dense bean salads that everybody's making that, like, last for, like, a week in your fridge with, like, you know, ground turkey and – or with, like, chipotle chicken and, like, all these
Ooh,
different veggies.
Yum.
And, yeah, it looks really good. I'm like, okay, I'm getting into Bean Talk.
You're
I'm going to start doing this and see – what, you know, the
you know,
benefits really are. It's supposed to, you know, yeah, like it de-bloats you, and the anti-inflammatory, like all of it, you know, like
I want
to
do it too.
Bloat, but
I'm only doing it if your butt doesn't turn into a trombone. Okay, so you have to be honest with us and come back and tell us, like, hey,
yeah,
this happened. Mirage woke up on the floor.
I know. That's what he said. Like, I told him, I'm like, you have to do this too. We're going to do the bean talk. We're going to do it. And he's just like, all right, well, I'm going to be farting on you all the time. And I was like, all right, whatever. Like,
like,
we're going to do it.
That's
but you got to do it slow. You work yourself into it. And yeah, I'm going to
okay.
do it. I'm going to
okay.
try it out. And my
Get
mom, I told
it.
My mom, she was like cracking up. She's like, I've been telling you to eat beans forever. I grew up eating beans. I always eat beans. And I was like, I know. Like, I've never been into it. So,
well, if it's going to do all the things that you said it is, I would be into it too. So you let me know.
Right?
Okay. I'm going to do secondhand. I'll be a disciple after you go through it and you tell me what
okay.
happens, okay?
Okay.
Should we get into
our guest? Our guest
we
today?
We have a mystery guest. Our friend Ricky Ticky's here today.
Ricky Ticky Tavi is
Ticky.
Here to tell us a story in studio.
He's
going to
tell us an amazing story. How you doing?
Hello, thanks for having me here in studio.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks
We're
for
so
being
excited
here.
To hear your story.
We're so excited.
All right. Well, thanks for hyping it up, too.
Well, yeah.
So now it's
it's
big pressure
here.
It's
got to be good.
Yeah. It blows away.
So I don't know when this episode drops, but this has a little bit to do with Halloween a little bit because it's around Halloween time.
That's good. Okay. It's perfect.
So it's about 2 years ago, around Halloween time.
Okay.
Right. I meet this girl off of Hinge.
Nice.
Right.
Love this that was website.
Like, yeah, this is one of the times that I was like, you know what? I'm going to try a little online dating and see how it goes. Anyway.
I love Hinge. I think it's a good one.
Yeah. 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 Well, I'm off of them now. So.
Yeah, I never got to try those. I'm like,
your story is already killing it.
A million years.
Okay. Yeah. You've been so, so I meet this girl, right? Colombian girl. So my dream has been to date a Latina woman. So for some reason, Latina women don't like me, but I like them.
Come on.
So I date a lot of white women.
Come on.
So this one was my shot, you know? It's like, finally I get to bring somebody home to mom, right? She was from Colombia,
nice.
Right? Very affectionate, very beautiful, right? Just my type. I was like, boys, I think this might be the one. We have not met yet.
Wait, you haven't met yet?
No. But, you know, just pure based off appearances and superficial thoughts.
Beautiful.
So anyway, I get to talking to this girl for a few weeks. You know, this is something I haven't done in years. I talked to her on the phone, FaceTime, right? So we FaceTime for about 4 hours. Yeah,
really
very
great.
Teenager kind of behavior, right?
I love that.
And she looked like her picture.
She looked just like her picture. Beautiful.
Wow. I thought it was going to be a catfish story.
No. We'll see. And so very beautiful, right?
It's
so I'm pretty stoked on this girl, right? I said, you know, she's got everything I'm kind of looking for. Really cool. We get along great. Once again, I've never really FaceTimed anybody for that long. Great. Cool. So it's around this time that, you know, around Halloween time. So we get on another FaceTime call. And she turns the conversation a little spicy, right?
Oh.
So she's like, hey, I got these costumes that I'm trying out. Can I try them on for you on FaceTime?
Whoa. Okay, I like
this. I said, whoa, this is getting
a
little...
That's kind of sexy.
Yeah, it's a little sexy. So, you know, whatever. It's okay, great.
Yeah.
Tries it on. Then a few days go by.
What's the costume?
I don't remember.
Okay, so it sucks.
Like French maid style, probably.
You'll see why I tried to.
She comes out, she's like the Grim Reaper, like it's terrifying. She's like her eyeball.
She was Frankenpeanut.
She's like, I'm Shrek. She's like, do you like Shrek?
Sexy Shrek.
So you'll see why I try to wipe this experience off my mind later.
Okay.
So I don't really remember the details as far as the costumes. So anyway, a few days go by, we keep texting, whatever. Everything's great, right? And I'm thinking about breaking my one rule. So I used to, I still do fight nights at my house with all my boys. We watch UFC, we grill some steaks, very boy heavy
nice.
Kind of events, right? No That's girls right. allowed kind That's of event, allowed. Right? So there was a fight coming up and I said to my guy friends, I said, you know what? I'm kind of thinking of inviting this girl over. She's really cool to this fight night. You know, she might, you know, help me cook, whatever. They weren't too happy about it, right?
Oh, I bet they're like pissed, yeah.
So then,
they're like, what the hell? It's your rule.
You're like, exactly. Dude, yeah, like it's my wife is going to be rule. So pissed.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I was on kind of cloud nine with this girl, but, you know, something in the back of my head, I was like, something's not clicking a little bit. Like, we're getting along a little too great. You know, she's a little too spicy, a little too soon. You know, let's figure this out.
Sure.
So then I showed her to my boys and I said, this is a girl I've been talking to for probably almost a month now, right? Mm-hmm. And
have you gone out on any dates?
No, we haven't.
Okay,
so,
but you've seen each other before.
Yeah. She was trying to hang out, but you know, I have a busy schedule.
Right.
You know, Ricky Tikki is very busy,
slammed.
Man.
Ricky Tikki doesn't have time.
So anyway, here's one of the red flags that I overlooked, right?
Okay.
No social media. Right.
No social media.
There we go. But once again, we FaceTime a few times, right?
Yeah.
Real
That
girl.
Would be enough to, you know, alleviate most people's concerns because, yeah, some people don't have social media and it's a good thing. You
yeah.
know?
Right. Like, I'm trying to get off social myself sometimes and, you
sure.
know, whatever. Cool. Great. So I said to my boys, I said, you know what? I'm having these, like, little doubts about this girl, even though she's really cool, whatever. Let's try to Google her. So
okay.
It's about three or four of us that we're just kind of gathered around my phone trying to Google this girl and trying to get a little bit more information on her.
Sure. You know?
So we Google her name. And the first thing that pops up is her Twitter. Right? So mind you, she did not have social media, as I was told, right? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So she does have social media. She's got Twitter.
So she's got Twitter.
Okay.
About 200,000 followers on the Twitter.
Wow.
What? Okay, so she's like a big deal. That's
she's like a big deal on Twitter, right?
So she's 200. Got okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
So so you know, I was getting these risque photos from her, right? Nothing. She wasn't naked or anything, but you know, just sexy like photos, whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Sexy Shrek.
Sexy Shrek. Okay. Right. So we go on her Twitter. Her Twitter had a little explicit warning on it, so I was like, okay, so she's an OnlyFans girl, right?
She is.
So here we
okay,
go.
Okay.
So we get on her Twitter, right? And I see a photo that she had sent me, right? And I'm like, I'm like, damn it. She is an OnlyFans girl, right?
Oh.
Well, you know, on Twitter, the photos are cropped. And mm-hmm. then when you click on them, they expand, right? Or X.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the photo was the photo that she sent me, right? Well, once we clicked on the photo, this is all in real time with three buddies around me here. She had the biggest penis we've ever seen.
Oh, man.
Mary Kate.
And it wasn't a strap-on.
You died. She just killed me. Wait, so you blow up the picture and she's just like naked, but there's this, she has a big
right,
dick.
Right. So she had sent me the cropped photos.
Oh my God. And there's nothing wrong with being trans. I want to say that.
No,
but
no,
you
got
to disclose it.
I'm
you
got
to disclose it.
Thank you so much to be for disclosure. Saying that. No, of course there's nothing wrong at all. But I do think it's funny because clearly if she's FaceTimed with him for 4 hours and not brought that up and not said, I'm trans.
That's a problem. That's a big problem.
And purposely sends him cropped pictures because like, well, I mean, maybe she was being demure, but I mean, that's kind of a big topic to not disclose. So,
right.
So the reason I'm laughing is because the reveal must have been so shocking.
Yeah,
it wasn't that she had like a massive penis too.
Right. The issue wasn't that she was trans. The issue was that it wasn't disclosed.
Yeah, it wasn't disclosed.
On
a
month-long relationship.
Months long.
What did your guys say? Were they like...
With four-hour FaceTime conversations.
Was it quiet?
And try... And I even had a fashion show.
Yeah, how did that fashion show go without even...
No lower bottom show.
Okay.
But also, she could like tuck, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, there was no indications. There was no, like, I didn't suspect that. My suspicions were just, oh, this girl's just an OnlyFans influencer, which she was.
Okay.
So that was also true.
It's also true. Which I think for you, bringing her, like, you just started by saying, oh, I'm
but you
bring,
didn't bring,
bring
her to the dinner, right? This is like before when you were talking to them about bringing her to the dinner.
Right. So I didn't get to, even if I would have brought her to the dinner. It's not like I would have broken my rule, essentially.
I know, seriously. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, you know, like, no, yeah. No female, like,
but yeah, that was, so we all found this out in real time. It was three of our boys here, and we all gathered around, and...
I just picture everyone hunched over your shoulder like, all right, let's see. Oh, is this going to be like, you know, but then just a big surprise. Like,
what did you do?
Well,
no, what did
I mean,
you
10 minutes, it was funny, because 10 minutes earlier, I was like, guys, I think this might be the one.
I was going to say,
that is so embarrassing when you like think, yeah, like you've built something up in your head and you think someone's something that they're not. And that is so funny to me.
And I was trying to convince the boys that like why she was so great and why I should bring her.
It just makes it so much funnier, Ricky Tikki, because listen, what's so funny is like you're like, guys, I might be ring shopping this weekend. And then you expand this picture and nobody knows that she's trans. And so it's just like this, it must have been such a shock. Like, oh, whoa.
And honestly, she's beautiful.
Your Colombian dream.
Like, you know.
Yes, yes. That is
the problem is that that's not my type, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, on your Hinge, you're like, you know, does this.
It doesn't matter. Like, they don't, like. Put any like there's no filter.
You don't write. Okay.
It's just like, you know, into women, and if you identify as a woman,
yeah,
you,
no, 100%, you know. You're right. You're
yeah,
right,
but
you're
there
right.
should be. I think there should be a you know, something at the top that says something about it. Like you should say, you know, I'm right. trans. Like yeah,
because yeah, I'm trans.
Plenty
exactly.
of people that is their type, and
well,
that
because
can work
then
out, you know?
It's easier for the person, I think, because then they have to. She did you right. talk to her after this? I mean, did you call her and say like, hey? We need to have a conversation about a few things. Like,
no, after this, like, I just kind of went full ghost, okay. to be honest, because well, I was just like, I felt a little deceived there.
Yeah, it's yeah, a shocking you know? Thing to find out when you already started falling for somebody, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like when you know, I would say 95% of the time, if somebody's trans on a dating profile, they'll say right away, I'm trans.
Yeah.
You know, and then you make that decision, right?
Right.
So,
totally.
But yeah, it was just like, And I had nothing, I mean, honestly, 50%, it was that I'm not into trans women. The other 50%, dick was a little too big for my dick.
That's amazing.
You're like, if she was smaller, maybe I could have made it work.
We're all kind of low-key a little jealous.
All the guys are like, damn.
We're like, what trade?
That is so funny. That is so funny.
Oh my gosh.
That is an amazing story, Rikki-Tikki, and I am glad that you walked all the way over here from Monrovia to tell us this story, because that is...
And I walked, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, that's the best. That's the best.
Yeah,
thank
it's
you.
Too much. Okay, you want me to do the next one? You want me to kick it off?
Sure.
Okay, my first story comes from Cup of Joe blog, and Sasha writes, back in February 2007, I was 19 and living in small town Brockville, ON. Is that like Ontario, maybe?
Ontario, yeah.
Okay. I ate a sausage and egg McMuffin from McDonald's for breakfast. I felt nauseous for a bit and it went away, so I decided to go to the library down the block from my apartment and use the internet. I'm on MSN talking to a friend. And suddenly, I slap my hand over my mouth and barf comes up with such force that it goes through my fingers and onto the computer screen.
That is terrible. Oh, man.
Projectile. I tell my friend. Yeah, she projectile barfed all over the computer screen.
You can't contain
that. At the
that.
Library, in public. Oh. I tell my friend, I'll be right back. I lock my session and I run to my right towards the bathrooms. I have to run through the reference aisle, which I cover in puke. I skid on my knees like AC/DC at the help desk. I wipe my face with a newspaper and I continue running to the bathroom.
She's amazing. She's like, this is like Mission Impossible style.
I know. She's like barfed all through this aisle. She's skidded across the desk. Wiped a newspaper, run to the bathroom.
The librarian's
just like,
as
I'm fumbling for the light
Whoa.
In the bathroom, I'm barfing all over the mirrors and the wall.
Oh my God.
I went Ramsay frickin' Bolton on that bathroom.
Is that the girl from Exorcist?
No, it's a guy. It's from Game of Thrones.
Okay, Ramsay Bolton.
He's like,
oh, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I get myself together as much as humanly possible and I head towards my computer. On the way, a library worker stops me and she says, gesturing to the vomit on the floor, can you at least clean up the chunks?
Yeah, I would say that too.
I said, no, I think I have food poisoning. I gotta go. And I go back to the computer, tell my friend I'm dying, and I log off. Once I get home, I'm literally crawling on my hands and knees to the kitchen, heaving so hard my vision is going black. Around 10 p.m., my very old, very Italian landlady who lived on the ground floor of the apartments took me to the hospital.
Oh, my God. Bless
they had
her
to
heart.
Hold my pigtail-wearing ass down to give me a shot of Gravol. I don't know what that is, but I feel like we've heard that in stories before.
Gravol?
Gravol. It's like G-R-A-V-O-L.
It's probably just like an anti-nausea.
Yeah. Which didn't work, FYI, and I fell asleep. I woke up and no one was around, so I decided to just walk the fuck home in negative 25 degree weather in the middle of the night.
Say what?
I don't Why? Remember what I did with my clothes, because I walked home in a hospital gown, y'all. It wasn't too far from my house, thank God. I didn't have a cell phone at the time, so I did what I had to do. The next day, some dude was over visiting the girl next door and opened the shared bathroom on me in the middle of some mind-bending diarrhea.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's just a story of embarrassment. It's just puking everywhere, shitting in front of somebody the next day,
walking
going
home
naked from
yeah,
the hospital.
With her naked butt out and then diarrhea. And
that is an awful story. I'm like, that just makes me feel sick thinking about it. Food poisoning is the worst. And that sounds like a really bad case. But that is humiliating that she straight up the woman in the library was like, can you at least clean up the chunks? And she's like, no.
Also in that, can you clean up the chunks? Goodbye. She's like, can you clean all this up? What did she eat?
A McDonald's something, cheeseburger or egg McMuffin.
Never.
Yeah, sausage and egg McMuffin.
Go there again after that story. Oh,
nope,
poor
never again.
Sweetheart. Oh my God. Also, that's another like shout back to last week, but like the kitchen sink person just like get the insomniac, like getting some tea and just looks out the window and sees like this like girl shuffling home in her hospital robe, just like in the freezing cold, yeah. Walking by the window.
Horrible.
Oh my God, that's crazy. That's a good one. These are good. Oh, Ricky Tickies. Now this, come on. What? I can't top this. Let's see what Shonda from Idaho has to say.
All right.
She says, this is an embarrassing story that ends well. I got on a plane recently and the man sitting next to me was next level. It was a little two-seater plane and he gave me the window seat, which was really nice, right? As soon as I sank into my window seat, he turned to me and said, I'm a talker. And my heart sank.
Yeah, I'd be like, shit, no, I've made a terrible mistake.
I hate talking on planes. He continued, some people don't like that. No, it's okay, I stammered. I'm just returning from a busy weekend visiting family, so I was going to conk out. He nodded silently, and I closed my eyes. It was quiet. 2 minutes later, there's a tap, tap, tap on my shoulder. It's him. This is my beautiful wife and daughter, he said, holding up a picture on his phone screen.
What the hell? She was asleep?
She was asleep.
I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, what the fuck, dude? I'm trying to sleep here. Are
I
you kidding me?
Want this to be your
I think
story.
I would have started fake snoring. I would have yeah. been like,
you just like flop your head on his shoulder yeah. and flop it back and hit the window. Yeah. Before I could say anything, he cried. Tears. What? I just miss them so much. So I'm a terrible person, but the first thought that crossed my mind was, this man killed those people. I said, wow, beautiful. Then I turned my whole head to the window and prayed he wouldn't talk to me again. I looked out the window at the beautiful sunset, and it was quiet. Then, you guessed it, tap, tap, tap. Was that weird that I showed you pictures of my family? Oh, my God, I thought. No, I sighed. You love them and you miss them. That's why you shared that with me. He nodded and put his earphones in and stared straight ahead.
Great. Don't talk yeah. to me. I don't care what you do.
Exactly. It was quiet. Katie, I love this. I wish this was you so bad. I wish this story happened to you.
Now
I felt bad. Okay. He'd given me the window seat. The view of the sunset was stunning. And this stranger had cried in front of me. Against my better judgment, I turned to him and I said, look at that beautiful sky. And I motioned out the window at the stunning sight. As if he'd expected this, he grabbed one earbud out of his ear and said, do you mind my sharing some music I wrote with you?
Oh, God. Ew, no, I'm not putting your gross earwax bud into my ear. Absolutely not.
Well, and before I could think, ew, gross, he was passing me the earbud.
No, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. My ears just don't. They
my
hurt.
Ears are infected
sorry.
With pus. I would have said that.
Yeah.
Right? Well, reluctantly, I put it in my ear. He said, I'm thinking of reproducing this. It's from a long time ago, so be as brutally honest as you can. He played me the song, which turned out to be the most fabulous, slowest of the slow jams, just baby-making music. It would make boys to men blush. I know, right? Unexpected. Can you imagine? You think mm-hmm. this guy's a murderer. The lyrics were, boom, take your phone in the shower. I want to hear you naked.
So it wasn't good. So what you're saying is it was not
boom, take
well
your
written.
Phone in the shower. So because it was totally unexpectedly good, she said. This song.
It was good? She just, from what I just
she loved
heard,
it.
I have to disagree.
Well, she loved it. And you weren't there. She okay. You didn't hear the beats that were backing that up. Okay, you're just going solely on my voice, which hurts
is
my
this
feelings.
Is your story?
No. Nope. Any one of the new kids on the block could rock this. Then he started showing me these videos of him Vanilla Ice dancing in sync with other guys on a stage.
Was this the 90s or was it like
recent? So these videos
recent?
Are from the 90s. He said it's from a long time ago, but okay. I imagine he was like, okay, well, you're going to find out. So doing flips off his bandmates' knees, and he had a Donegal beard, and I died again. Because
what's a Donegal beard?
It's like one of those like really thin beards that just goes down on your chin. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they used to, like Vanilla Ice had one for sure.
Okay.
Picture it. Because he was showing this video to a stranger and I really appreciated it. Turns out he was in a pretty well-known boy band back in the day and his music had me grooving alongside him because he was grooving tune. Every song was so good. I love slow jams. This roller coaster of a plane ride had me embarrassed for two reasons. One, because I judged him right away as a psycho murderer when all he was a sweetheart. And two, because the stewardess had to come tell us to shut up because we were dancing and laughing so hard listening to all of his old 1990s slow jams. People complained and we were asked to get it together. But don't judge a book by its cover. Isn't that a good story?
That is cute. And I will say I have had a couple of times where I sat next to someone on a plane and I was like, oh my God. But then they ended up being like lovely conversations. And I was like, okay, I need to be less judgmental. give things a chance.
Nobody wants to talk on a plane ride. Are you kidding me?
I like to read books. That's like my time when I read books.
You read like an entire book on the plane ride, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But it's true. You shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
I just like that story because how often I've had those thoughts a million times where I'm like, this person probably murdered somebody and they're a psychopath. But then they could in their heart be like, this little sweetheart making slow jams.
And this is Vanilla Ice, right? And here.
I think it might have been Vanilla Ice. I don't know.
Okay. My next story is anonymous and they write, this is not my story, but it's worth sharing nonetheless. A friend of mine had just started using a moon cup. For those that don't know, a moon cup is a diaphragm that sits inside the vagina and collects menstrual blood. What are those also called? Diva cups. Yeah.
Diva cups.
Yeah. So I guess it's the same thing.
Wow.
You remove them to empty them and wash them every few hours. So the friend was shopping in Topshop and had encountered some snooty shop assistants that were giving her a look that suggested she shouldn't be shopping there.
Ew.
Probably because of her age, mid-30s or thereabouts. I'm like, mid-30s?
I'm like,
what an ancient
baby.
Bitch.
That is like, a baby with a bottle.
That's what I am in my mind still. So
same.
The friend, having a somewhat fiery disposition, decided she would ignore those snooty people and try on the outrageous and expensive clothes that they had. The shop just had a refit, and the changing rooms were swathed in white cloth with a white leather sofa. The friend removed her underwear so she could try on skirts and dresses without a visible panty line. Removing one outfit, she bent down to pick up a garment and felt a rather odd sensation, followed by a loud slurping sound and a warm trickle down her leg.
Oh, no.
Realizing the vacuum seal on the moon cup must have broken, she turned to see a bright red streak up the wall of the changing room and across the white leather sofa with drips here and there all over the clothes. She shot that thing out of herself like a
that
rocket.
That is awful. Oh, my God. White
over.
Leather sofa.
But also, I'm disturbed by the fact that she took her underwear off in a dressing room to try on clothes. That's disgusting. Like, sorry to anyone who does that. That's so gross.
No one wants to,
you should not be taking your underwear off ever to try on anything. Bathing suits, clothes, so gross. Like,
yeah.
That's so unhygienic. And you're on your period.
Oh, God.
And she just shot. So I am judging you. It's not even this person who's anonymous. It's their friend. But
no.
I guess we're not going to get sponsored by Moon Cup.
We're not going to get sponsored by Moon Cup.
Don't get a Moon Cup, I guess.
Damn, I just sent them an email yesterday.
Well, she was fairly mortified, as you can imagine, but still being rather miffed with the snooty staff, she dressed and marched out of the changing room without saying a word. She could hear the shrieking start as soon as she walked out of the store. We have a good giggle about it whenever we see each other.
She just left.
She left her bloody mess everywhere.
Oh,
on
my
the walls,
God.
On the couch, on the clothes.
That shop
like, she
girl
ruined
had a change
merchandise.
Of change, life changed that day. She said, I am going to be calm. I'm going home and I'm just going to never go
no,
back
they were
home.
Like, we were right. You shouldn't have been shopping.
Yeah, seriously. Gross. Oh, they were right. Oh, I get it. It's like a whole, like, oh, yay. Like,
isn't that
know,
horrible?
Big mistake. Yes. Like,
yeah, but that's... if you, people don't change naked if you're, I mean, I don't think anybody really shops in public anymore, but if you are,
oh,
you better keep your underwear on. That's gross.
I'd like to shop in public. Like, I like to go into places. Like, I, yeah, I like.
I only go into like thrift stores these days, but I don't, I haven't been to like a mall and I don't even know how
I
long.
I know,
but.
I know. I feel like I want to do that though. Like, I just want, I don't, I want to cling to my life, my past. I don't want to.
Yeah,
be,
I do too. I mean, I think it's fun, but
the
yeah,
mall
if you're doing that, you better.
You better,
keep
check
your,
underwear, your face.
Keep your drawers on.
Oh my God, that is so, that is a good one. These stories. All right. This is from Reddit and Smug Miss Woodhouse writes, oh, I have a good one. Many, many years ago when I was just a young teenager, I went for a run at the neighborhood park. I was wrapping up my third or so lap when I realized some boys around my age were hanging around the path on their bikes just ahead of me. As I approached, one of them popped a wheelie and called out, hey, how's your run going? Actually, it was more like, hey, how's your run? Gah! Because as he was speaking, he proceeded to crash into the enormous metal lamppost directly in front of him.
There
was,
oh, man.
Can you imagine? Ugh.
That's an awkward one. Does it say how old they are?
They're, she said many, many years ago. She's a teenager. So they're teenagers.
That's the worst time to do it.
Oh, it's the worst time to do it in front of anyone. And especially when you're
so
trying
awkward.
To, like, Mac. Yeah.
He's like, ooh, cute girl.
He's like, check me out. I got my wheelie.
I can see Sebastian doing that. He's always trying to, like, pop wheelies and, like, impress everyone. Like,
oh,
I guess.
Tell him to be careful. Fair forewarn him. There was an extremely loud clanging sound as he smacked his face into the post and fell off his bike and onto the concrete path. Oof. All of his friends laughed hysterically, and I admit I let out a little chuckle, too, which I immediately felt pretty terrible about. So she's still, like, running away, like, this kid like smashed his face.
Poor buddy.
They were gone by the time I had my next lap, and I never noticed them at the park again. Dude, if you're out there, I'm really sorry I laughed. I was just taken off guard by the whole thing. But your wheelie was really cool. It was getting pretty dark by that time, so I don't blame you for not seeing the big post right in front of you. Hope your face is okay.
That's really cute.
Isn't that cute? I know.
Oh, teen times. Teen the teen times.
I hate it when friends laugh at like misfortunes of their other friends.
Yeah.
They're like, oh,
they
dude.
Do.
And the
but
kid's
they always
like,
do. I mean, it is pretty hard not to laugh at that. I'd be laughing at that too. It's pretty funny.
That's true. I probably would too. Okay, fine.
Okay, my next story comes from Cora, and Mike H. writes, a few years ago, we took spring break with another family. We stayed at a large hotel on the beach in Panama City. The hotel had four large elevators that took the residents from the beach to the upper floors. I don't remember what we had eaten the night before, but the next day, I had unusually smelly farts.
Ugh.
Even though they were small in volume, they were violent.
Oh, God. They killed people.
As a group, we left the beach and headed up to the lift, or elevator, as we call it here.
Nice.
When we got on at the ground beach floor, we were all jammed. The first floor, there were two young girls in bikinis wanting to get on. We all made space for them.
Of course.
Of course. About the time they got onto the lift, I let go of a silent one.
Why would he do that?
Dude, squeeze those cheeks, hold it in.
You tuck your butt together.
It took about 5 seconds before one of the girls reached over and pushed the second floor to get off. When the doors opened, they ran off laughing. Ew, did you smell that? At that point, I was still undetected. Everyone on the lift laughed, but no one said a word. As the elevator progressed upward, people got off. And there were no further incidents with farts. Later that night, we were eating with our travel companions at the hotel suite. We were on the balcony after dinner, and I just let a little one go quietly.
Oh, God, this guy.
I don't like, go to the bathroom, you grosso.
Dude, get out of here, yeah.
Our friend Carrie got one whiff and said, that is the exact same smell from the elevator today.
Shit.
I couldn't hold it
thanks,
in,
Terry.
And I just burst
wait,
out laughing.
Terry. I love that.
I was busted. Carrie's husband oh, still Carrie. Laughs about it years later.
Carrie, okay. Whoa, that is so funny that she was
your
like,
own brand caught up to you. She was like, I know that detective. Smell, you little stank ass.
She's like, that was you. So no one said anything on the elevator, but like they thought
well,
it.
I don't think they knew. Yeah, right. On the elevator, they didn't know who it was. And then He gave himself away. He could have just, he could have gotten away with it if he didn't rip another one.
I know. You got to just get out of there. Like, you know, I don't know what you do. Take some Beano or something. I don't know.
Go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. Get it out of there. Just blow up the whole bathroom. Just get it over with. Okay. So this is my last story. And okay, Katie, let me preface this by saying this is a feel-good, embarrassing story. And okay. My heart was like swollen with happiness and like love after I read it. So that's why I wanted to read it to you because it is amazing.
That.
So it comes from this website called Vocal Media and Mohammed Moher writes, "It was the summer of 2005 and I was turning 8 years old. My parents had planned a big birthday party for me, inviting all my friends from school and the neighborhood. They had decorated the backyard with colorful balloons, streamers, and a big banner that read, 'Happy Birthday!' in bold letters. Everything was perfect. Or so I thought."
Mm-mm.
"As the guests started to arrive, I could feel my excitement building up. I couldn't wait to open my presents and play games and have fun with my friends. But little did I know that my excitement was going to turn into a nightmare. It all started when it was time to cut the cake. My mom had baked a beautiful chocolate cake with vanilla frosting decorated with rainbow sprinkles and a big number 8 candle on top.
Yum.
As I blew out the candle, all of my friends started singing happy birthday and clapping their hands. But then disaster struck. As my dad tried to cut the cake with a knife, he accidentally hit the side of the cake, causing it to topple over and fall onto the ground.
No!
The cake splattered all over the grass and the candle went out."
Aww.
"He didn't even get to blow that candle. It splattered on the ground and it went out. At first, I was in shock. I couldn't believe what had just happened. But then I started to feel the stares and whispers from my friends. They were all looking at me and I knew they were thinking the same thing. What a mess." "I felt my face..."
He's only 8 feeling red. Like this. That's the funny part.
"This is amazing. I felt my face turning red with embarrassment. I didn't know what to do or say. My mom tried to salvage what was left of the cake, but it was too late. The damage had been done and the party was ruined. As the guests started to leave, I could hear them giggling and whispering behind my back. I felt like the biggest loser in the world.
Aww.
All I wanted to do was crawl into a hole and disappear."
This okay. poor sweet baby, the 8 years old.
Dude, my dude, your cake fell on the ground. Like, it's NBD. But then...
When you're 8, it is the biggest deal because the cake is what everyone wants. Oh. Like, that's what you're there for. I would be devastated.
We are.
As a guest, I would be devastated. Like, it is devastating.
Putting on our 8-year-old eyes right now. So then, get this. He writes, "Then something unexpected happened. My best friend, Lily, came up to me and gave me a big hug. 'Don't worry about it,' she said. 'It was just an accident. We still had fun, right?' I looked up at her, tears welling up in my eyes. She was right. Despite the cake catastrophe, we had still played games, opened presents, and laughed together. The party wasn't ruined after all. It was just a little hiccup. As my parents started to clean up the mess, I realized something important. Embarrassing moments happen to everyone, even at their birthday parties. It's how we react to them that really matters. I could either let the cake catastrophe define me and ruin my day, or I could choose to brush it off and enjoy the rest of the party. I decided the latter. I joined my friends in a game of tag, and we ran around the backyard laughing and shouting. We didn't care about the cake or the mess. All we cared about was having fun and enjoying each other's company."
Aw, sweet baby.
Wasn't that sweet? And you know what? There's a message to all. You cannot let your embarrassing moments define you.
It is true. Everything in life is how you react to it, you know, every situation. Because you can take it as the worst thing ever, or you can take it as, you know, there's a lesson to be learned here, or that there's something good to come out of it, or, you know, you can spin some positivity on it. And
exactly.
You feel better when you do that, you know?
Yes, yes.
And it's true.
It's true. That's true.
Okay, I have one last story. This comes from Cora, and Gabrielle Andrew writes, "This happened to a friend of ours in the U.S. He's a skier. His date said she loved skiing. They head up the hill in his car. She needed to hire equipment, which he attended to. On the first run, it appeared she was not particularly good at skiing at all."
Oh, no.
"And they decided to purchase her a lesson." This reminds me of the story that you told, except for it was like the opposite, you know?
Yeah.
Like where the guy lied and said that he was a great skier.
All the way.
I mean, I get it. People want to get on that mountain. They're going to do whatever lie.
Yeah, they just think they can do it. It doesn't look that hard.
She felt unable to ski after the lesson and headed off to the coffee bar to wait for him to return. After a few coffees and drinks, she was feeling better and he joined her. They decided to head down the mountain since the weather was closing in. Ooh. Note, they knew each other very little and he had already ascertained she was not his type.
Oh, damn.
But everything was pleasant and civil. They were getting along well. Halfway down the hill, she looked very awkward. All those drinks caught up to me. I really have to pee. He told her, it's 10 minutes to the next gas station. 5 minutes passed by. I really have to pee or I'm going to pee my pants right now. Please stop.
Oh, damn.
He does so. There is a storm outside. Cars have already started to leave the mountain. There's a huge buildup of ice and snow on the verge of the road. And although this poor girl attempts to wander off to get some privacy, she soon sunk into deep snow. The only solution was that she had to relieve herself next to the car in full view of traffic.
That's so funny.
Her date held up a rug and he looked away, embarrassed as hell. Then, after the floodgates were let go, she says to him, this is terrible. I leaned onto the bumper bar of the car with my bare bottom and it's ice to the bumper bar.
Wait, her butt got stuck. Her butt froze to the bumper car.
I just tried to get up and I can't. I'm iced down.
Her pee froze as she was squatted.
This like, you know, amazing. Like the scene in A Christmas Story where his tongue gets stuck to the pole. She got her butt stuck to the car.
Yeah. That's a cold, cold day. That's
she's
a storm.
Stuck to the metal bumper. Oh, he has to look down, and now it's beyond awkward. He attempts to remove her from the bumper of the car, but is completely unable to without causing her excruciating pain.
Damn, that really fused. That's a
she's
lot of
in
pee.
Tears. She says, we need hot or warm water to heat the bumper bar to release me. He says, I don't have any. I can't drive you to get any because you're stuck to my car.
Yeah, seriously.
In the end, the realization dawns on him that he does have a supply of warm water.
He's going to pee on
her butt.
Needed
to body temperature.
Damn. What
the hell? She looks away as he relieves himself on her bare ass in order to release her from the fender.
I am dead. I died. This is the best story I've ever heard.
It's crazy. Apparently, they got into the car and proceeded down the mountain in complete silence. He dropped her off and never saw her again.
Wait, where is that from? Where is that from?
From Quora, from somebody on there.
Oh my God.
They said it was
best.
Their friend.
That is the best thing I've ever heard. So she just starts the date like, oh, maybe I'll take a little lesson. She ends
no,
the date
No, she
getting...
started the date by saying she was an excellent skier.
Oh.
And then he's like, oh, you suck. Well, let's you get suck. You a lesson. And then she's like, I don't feel good.
And, and she then went to drink coffee. She got peed on and was released from a frozen butt to the car. That's the best.
And they both saw each other naked on the first date and nothing happened.
And the last date. Well, I mean, she got peed on. Like, they took it to the next level.
Yeah, kidding. It's pretty funny.
Oh, damn, that's good. That's so good.
Isn't that crazy?
I love it.
That's our show.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a cup of coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in the show notes. And if you can't beat them, join them.
See you next week.